I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. I'm here today with Don Cooper and Thijs Alkemaad, two white hat hackers and researchers at Computest who recently presented their Zoom vulnerability findings at Pwn to Own 2021, part of CanSec West, which is organized by the Zero Day Initiative. Welcome, Don and Thijs. It's so great to have you with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, of course. And Don and Thijs, as I had mentioned in the introduction, you're both white hat hackers and researchers at Computest, which is a Dutch cybersecurity provider. So I'd like to start by having you both tell us a little bit about your background and what you do, and we can start with you, Don.
Yeah, sure. I started as ethical hacker in my teenage years. I followed a master program in IT security started at Computest right after university. Currently, I'm the head of research at Computest. Thijs and me are both part of the research department where we do, well, we conduct security research like we presented at Pwn to Own.
Awesome. Thijs, what about you?
I started a bit later at Computest. I've been working there for around 5 years now. And for most of the time, I've been also part of the research department part-time. But recently, I switched to a full-time member of the research department. So we've researched other stuff, but recently we've been looking at Zoom for the Pwn to Own contest.
Excellent. And as I'd mentioned, and as you just mentioned, Pwn to Own 2021, you presented your Zoom vulnerability findings. You actually earned a $200,000 bug bounty for your Zoom vulnerability discoveries, which is my understanding is via a three-bug chain that you presented. So can you share with us about what prompted you to research Zoom, what you found, and what you ultimately presented?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we were anticipating in Zoom or in Pwn to Own this year. But when they announced the participants, we saw that Zoom was on the list. And since that was a new participant for this year's competition, we thought, well, if every security research has to start with their research from that moment on, yeah, why don't we give it a shot? So we started researching Zoom at the end of January. We rather quickly identified the vulnerabilities we needed for our full exploit chain, but building the actual exploits, that took quite some time to make sure that every bit and pieces falls into place and that it would work reliably enough for the competition. We spent most of the time on finalizing our exploits and making sure that we would actually win the competition if we would participate.
And it was a 0-day vulnerability in Zoom that can be caused to launch remote code execution attacks. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, for Pwn to Own, you are required to only use vulnerabilities that are unknown to the vendor. So it has to be 0-day vulnerabilities, and you also need to make sure you also need to have code execution at the end of your run. So those are both requirements for Pwn to Own, which is of course very exciting for us, or very nerve-wracking actually, because during the entire time you do the research up until the point your exploit is run during the competition, Zoom can patch any vulnerabilities they would like, and yeah, we would left with nothing. So they actually released Thijs around 4 updates, I think, or 3 updates in the time we did our research, which was always nerve-wracking. Then also at the end of the competition, you have to you go into a disclosure room with the vendor and you have to disclose all vulnerabilities you found and used during your attempts. And then the vendor is looking in their bug tracker to see if those are actually unknown vulnerabilities to them. And if they already knew about the vulnerabilities prior to our attempt, then it also doesn't count as a full win because the vendor already knew about it. And so it actually has to be zero-day vulnerabilities. So even when our attempt succeeded, we still weren't sure that we would win because it could be that Zoom was already already knew one of the three vulnerabilities we found and used.
And just one thing to add to that, this is a zero-day vulnerability communicating through Zoom to the other person. So it's not like you need to visit the website or to click something. It was a zero-click vulnerability where we only send data through Zoom to the other person.
Okay, interesting. So I see you saw that Zoom was participating and that was what prompted you to look into their platform to find those zero-day vulnerabilities. And you actually won Pwn to Own 2021. Am I correct in that? Is there winning?
Yeah, correct.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. That's really exciting. And that sounds very definitely nerve-wracking, you know, waiting to find out if you actually have a zero-day vulnerability or not, you know, in real time.
So you're asking if we found it during the competition? Or
No. Prior? I was just saying that sounds nerve-wracking because you're saying that they check to make sure that it's not something that, you know, you might be presenting something that they actually do know about. So you have to, that's correct, right? You're kind of waiting to make sure that it's something that they don't know about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Running the attempt itself was also incredibly nerve-wracking because you're given three tries. And they need to finish within 5 minutes each try.
Oh, wow.
And the first one failed. So that was already making us quite nervous. And then the third one was very, very close to the 5 minutes when it finally succeeded. So that entire afternoon was just so stressful.
Yeah, it cost us a few years of our lives, I think.
Some gray hairs.
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly.
And so what are the implications of these, you know, 0-day vulnerabilities or the remote code execution? What, like, if I'm a person working from home remotely, like so many folks are, and I use Zoom on the regular, you know, what does this mean for me exactly?
Thanks.
Well, if somebody had used this vulnerability against you, then they could have taken over your computer completely, which would give them access to your files, to your microphone, to your webcam. There were a lot of vulnerabilities last year about people being able to join Zoom meetings without being authorized to do so. But this goes a lot further than that because in that case, you could only watch a meeting that's in progress. But with this vulnerability, you could permanently listen in on the microphone of a user. So you could also listen to other meetings that user has or people talking even when they're not in a meeting. So this is a very serious vulnerability that gives complete access to the targeted machine.
Wow. Yeah. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, just to add that to this. So yeah, the vulnerabilities itself are quite severe. It gives us full access. But I would like to add that this is inherently the case when you develop software. If you look at your Windows computer, for example, they patch 20 critical vulnerabilities each month that would allow an attacker to take over your computer. Although it is a serious vulnerability and it needs to be patched, this is something that is inherently true when you develop software and when you use software. So it is all about how does the vendor react to these kind of vulnerabilities. In this situation, Zoom responds in a very professional manner. They joined this competition in order for security researchers to have a platform to notify Zoom about the existence of those vulnerabilities, because the vulnerabilities are there regardless if Zoom knows about it or not. And for an end user, these specific vulnerabilities, I don't think they have a very big impact, because we know about them and now Zoom also know about them. So there is no direct impact for the end user. But it illustrates the point of that you always need to make sure that your computer is up to date and that you update all your software. Because if you don't, well, your computer stays vulnerable for those vulnerabilities. And as you can imagine, that as soon as Zoom updates or fixes these vulnerabilities, other hackers might reverse engineer where the vulnerabilities specifically are, and they can use those vulnerabilities to compromise machines from end users that haven't yet installed those updates.
Okay, I'm glad that you brought that up. That's a really good point that, you know, it's not just Zoom that this is happening with. This is a vulnerability for any software provider. And I'm glad that you reminded folks that updates aren't a nuisance. They're there for a reason. I know we can be like, oh man, I have to update my phone again, but there's good reason for that. So you mentioned how software providers, they don't know about, they don't know what they don't know, essentially, and that's why they're called zero-day vulnerabilities. Is that why events like Pwn2Own and bug bounty hunting are so important? Because I'm thinking about it as if I'm the software company, I would obviously be having teams try to find these vulnerabilities so we can check them, but it sounds like there's just things that they just can't find that other folks like white hat hackers such as yourselves can find. So is that why bug bounty and competitions like this are so important?
You go ahead, Thijs.
I think that's indeed the case. Without this reward, we probably wouldn't have looked at Zoom. And even more than that, normally if you report a vulnerability, then sometimes you develop the exploit to actually abuse that vulnerability, but not always. Sometimes there can be a lot of work, as it was in this case. As Dan described, it took us a few weeks to find the bug, but it took way longer to actually develop the exploit. And one of the things this competition specifically highlights is how to turn such a vulnerability into a complete exploit. So this also allows you to evaluate how you can maybe you'll never find all of these vulnerabilities at once, but maybe you can think of some defensive measures that can be applied to make abusing these vulnerabilities harder in general. So that's also one part about the Pwn2Own competition that I think is very interesting, that it allows you to really evaluate whether those defensive measures work and may suggest new ways that it asks the security researcher to try to get around those measures. And then maybe you find some entirely new way that you can develop an exploit like that. So yes, they help for finding these vulnerabilities, but they also are very helpful for finding exploit techniques.
Excellent. Don, anything to add to that?
Well, yeah, as I described earlier, the vulnerabilities are there regardless if security researchers are disclosing them to you.
Right.
So you would like to have a way to attract security researchers to actually disclose the vulnerabilities to you and not to some other parties which will sell the exploit on the black market, for example. So I think bug bounty programs are a huge help with actually securing your product.
Absolutely. And Don, as a white hat hacker, you know, why is white hat and ethical hacking so integral to cybersecurity? I think that sometimes the general public can hear the word hacker and they can associate that with a negative connotation. But I mean, I think kind of what you both have done demonstrates why that's so important. But if you had anything to add from your experience,
So what Thijs described earlier, the only way to know if a system is secure is to actually test its security. And this is the reason white hat hackers are needed, because they have the skill and mindset to actually evaluate the security level of a specific device or network or whatever. So I think the work of white hat hackers is extremely important to actually know as a company where your security risks are. Because if you don't know where your vulnerabilities are, you also don't really know where your risks are. So security testing and what ethical hackers do can give a great insight in where your actual risks are, so you can mitigate them.
Thijs, anything to add from your perspective?
Yeah, I think as if you're developing software, then you should assume that people will start looking at vulnerabilities that may exist. It just people like to look at how things work, how the software that they are running works. I think it's important that you make it easy for people to report what they find if it's a security issue, because it can be quite a hassle sometimes to report new vulnerabilities to a vendor if the vendor doesn't really have a program for that. And just making that easy is very helpful to make sure that those vulnerabilities that are found are actually reported to you, and that they don't stay around forever. And then maybe some people do know about it. Maybe they try to sell it on the black market, as Dan described. So I think white hat hackers are important, but it's not just about how they work, but also about whether you invite them in or not.
And just to add to this, I remember when I was young, I didn't have a security job, so I don't have real customers, but sometimes you would just find a system or whatever where you thought there might be a vulnerability, but you wouldn't test it, or if you did test it, you wouldn't report it to the vendor, because there were no such thing as coordinate vulnerability disclosures, or at least it was very well unknown. So you only heard stories about hackers that mentioned vulnerabilities to vendors, and they would reply with a lawsuit, which meant that a lot of security researchers would never actually report any of the vulnerabilities they found. So I think the industry has really shifted towards welcoming security researchers to actively look for vulnerabilities and invite them to report the vulnerabilities. So I think that is greatly helps the industry.
Excellent. I'm glad you both brought that up. That's a really great point and one to really hammer home for anyone listening out there who who works for a software company. It's a good thing. You want to reward people. You don't want to dissuade them from coming forward with vulnerabilities. Really great point.
Yeah. But I'm guessing if you're listening to this podcast, you are already higher maturity level security-wise than just sending lawsuits to any security researcher that comes up on your doorstep.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's true. So, Don and Thijs, I guess, Don, we can start with you, but what's next for you both? I mean, you both work at Computest, but obviously there'll be a Pwn to Own 2022. I don't know if you have any plans to participate in that. I don't know if we know who the vendors are yet, of course, because I think that happens in January. We're pretty far out, but Yeah, just anything that's next for, especially what's up for you next as security researchers too.
Yeah, so we spent quite a lot of time on this year's Pwn to Own. So we are now working on, we have a whole security department where we're currently establishing a new security lab with new hardware features so we can do more security research. We are looking for collaborating with other labs around the world to do some collaborative research. I really would like to make society a little bit more secure with our research. But of course, there will also be some new technical stuff. We haven't decided on the topic yet, but we have some ideas, and maybe we will participate in next year's Plantuan as well.
Excellent. Thijs, what about you?
There's also another edition of Bone to Own, which is usually around November, I think, in Tokyo, where the focus is more on IoT devices, modems, TVs, stuff like that. That might be interesting for us if we have time enough time to find a vulnerability, and if we can travel to Tokyo, maybe. I also think it would be cool to hack a Tesla, but we will have to see. That's also one of the categories in the Vancouver edition of Bone to Own. So
yeah, oh. It hasn't had a participant the last couple of years, so we might give that a shot. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So Tesla is one of the vendors, and you can hack them, but no one has participated. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, not this year.
Okay.
Not this year. There were some guys who apparently registered for this category, but they subtracted their registration right before the competition started. And last year, there were some guys who had a vulnerability, but then Pontoon was cancelled due to COVID.
Mm.
And they just recently published their research. So, but yeah. The last couple of years, I don't know if the year before that there was a participant in that category, but well, who knows? It might be us next year.
Yeah, that's awesome. We'll definitely be on the lookout. That's definitely and that's a hot one, I'm sure. But definitely seems challenging from a 0-day perspective. So I can see why perhaps people, you know, sign up and then maybe drop out as things advance throughout the time of their research and what have you.
Yeah. So we did some car research a couple of years ago where we found some vulnerabilities in cars from the Volkswagen group. So we have some car hacking experience and we have a lot of Teslas at the company. So combining those knowledge and the cars, that might be interesting. Yeah.
Very cool. I don't know if you, because you're in the Netherlands, but Elon Musk hosted Saturday Night Live this past weekend. I don't know if you are familiar with Saturday Night Live or if you caught any of that at all, but it was very fun for me to watch him. I really enjoy him. So,
all right, cool. Maybe we can watch it back.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it either.
It's pretty silly. He does a good job of being silly. And they kind of do some skits around SpaceX. So it's entertaining. I would check it out. It's on YouTube, of course. So yeah.
Cool.
Awesome. Well, it's been so fun talking to you both. Thank you so much for joining me today. And like I said, we'll be on the lookout for more from you both. And hopefully you'll be hacking some Teslas at some future Pwn to Own competitions.
Well, we hope so as well.
Well, thank you both so much. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you as well. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, of course. I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining me today was Don Cooper and Thijs Alkamad, two white hat hackers and security researchers at Computest who recently presented their Zoom vulnerability findings in One Pwn to Own 2021. For more episodes on cybersecurity and cybercrime, you can listen to all of our podcast episodes at cybercrime.radio.